Get ready for a new musical that will blow you out of the water. A fresh take on Hans Christian Andersen's tale, The Little Mermaid, with a Caribbean and Australian cultural tapestry. Once on This Island is an Olivier Award-winning musical about love, sacrifice and self-discovery that honours the profound legacy of those who came before us. It's presented by Curveball Creative in association with Hayes Theatre Company. It hits the Hayes Theatre stage August 2nd, running till the end of the month. And joining us now, cast member Paula Perori. Hey, Paula, how are you going?
Good morning. How are you? Thank you so much for having me this morning.
My absolute pleasure. Can you tell us a little bit about this production and what we should expect going in?
Yeah, absolutely. So Once on This Island is a real heartfelt musical that takes audiences on a journey of love, hope, and community. And like, we've brought it to life in 3 weeks and we're opening this Saturday. It's a story of a young peasant girl called Timun, and that's our cast member is Talia, and she's absolutely stunning. She falls in love with a boy from the other side of the island who's like the rich side of the island, and she's guided by four gods who are like helping her. Well, they kind of have like a little mischievous kind of bet on who can make this love story come to life. So we've got the god of water, Mother Earth, we have the goddess of love, and then we have Papagay, who is the death. So I play Mother of the Earth, Asaka, and I'm a little bit sassy and very diva-ish, and I get to like guide her along the way to opening her eyes to new things that's happening. But what I love about our version is it's unique because it celebrates all of the cast members' culture within the show. So I'm Māori, so there's parts of my culture that's in the show as well. We have Gori, who's in First Nations. We have Filipinos. We have Mauritians. We have a massive amount of cultural diversity in the show, and we've been allowed to bring part of ourselves into the story, which has been such a true blessing from Brittany and Leah to allow us to do that.
That is really awesome. Now, the musical score in this production is from the Tony Award-winning duo of Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty, the creatives behind Anastasia the Musical. How are you able to sort of extend, sort of each bringing your own cultural identity into that and extend it into sort of the musical performances?
So it's basically like how we sing our songs, the way we encapsulate the songs, like the power of my Māori culture will come through. And then we also have like our mantras or our motifs. So like I've got a bit of kapa haka in like poses and things that I'm putting on while I'm in there. And it's just how I'm summoning the strength of Mother Earth, because in my culture, Papatūānuku is our mother of the earth.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of just bringing that forward in my storytelling.
Oh, that's really lovely. Now, we do our research here at 2SER Breakfast. This is not your first time singing in public, is it?
No, it's not.
Do I need to go further?
I've done a couple of things. So I guess one most people will remember me from is when I was on the first season of The Voice.
Yep.
Australia, where I was on Team Seal. That was exciting because I also got to be like hanging out with Carice Eden, who won the whole show.
Yeah.
And I met amazing superstars like Mahalia Barnes and Prinny Stevens and Darren Percival, like all these amazing Sydney people. And I've pretty much been booked and blessed since 2012 when I was on that show. So, you know, I took a little bit of a curve towards musical theatre, and I've been very lucky to star in like We Will Rock You and Hairspray and like all these amazing shows as well. So coming to Sydney, this is my very first show in Sydney, and I'm super excited about being given this opportunity to perform in a different place.
Oh, are you still in touch with Seal? I would imagine he would have a unique perspective on updated versions of The Little Mermaid.
Well, yeah, because he did play Sebastian, but no, I don't actually speak to Seal. Once he got booted from his team, we were gone.
Ah, well.
But I do hear from Delta, because I went back in 2015 with my husband as a duo.
Yeah.
And my husband and I were a duo called Evita, and we were on Delta's team, and then we got stolen by Ricky Martin, so we were on his team as well.
That Ricky Martin, God. How does he look at himself in the mirror? Then again, I guess if you were Ricky Martin, how do you not look in the mirror?
Yeah, I'm sure it would be very hard for him to look at himself. He did smell nice, by the way, though.
Are you kidding me? Can you say anything bad about him? Like, is he terrible at golf or something like that?
No, he was a beautiful human.
Like Ricky Martin can't putt or anything?
a beautiful human. I'm sorry.
Well, you're a beautiful human as well. This cast looks absolutely epic. It sounds like a real experience. Are you taking the show on the road after your season there at the Hayes Theatre?
Look, it's always the goal to be able to take it somewhere else, and like the possibilities are endless. So we're hoping so, but make sure everyone gets there, buy their tickets, come and see us August the 2nd to August the 31st at Hayes Theatre. I'm so excited to be performing here in Sydney.
HaysTheatre.com.au to get your tickets to Once on This Island, presented by Curveball Creative. Paula Parori, I really appreciate your time here this morning. Thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast. Before I let you go, if people are wanting to connect with you, say, in an online fashion, any chance they might be able to get a cuppa with you?
Oh, absolutely. They can come and have tea with P.
Tea with P. Now, this is sort of a... Now, tell me about tea with P before I let you go. Is this sort of like where you spill the tea online?
I have real-life conversations with my fans. They send me questions. I answer their questions. We do a little video and just, you know, women that are going through perimenopause or raising teenagers or just having a tough time, we have a little conversation. That's what we do.
That is lovely of you to do that, to be able to have those conversations and to be able to do it in such a warm environment. I'm wishing you all the best chookers for
Thank
Once
so
on
much.
This Island. I hope you have an absolutely great time, and please pass on our best to all the rest of the cast. Have fun on stage and can't wait to see what you do next. Come back and join us again on 2SER Breakfast soon.
Thank you so much for having me.